Riff.
Oh!
We're back with the original theme song. We just mix it up, you know?
Man, fuck it.
We got to mix up Riff City.
I'm cussing on this one, dude. Fuck it, man.
You got to click that explicit link, you know, so people
Fathers,
know.
Fathers, lock up your mothers. Fuck it. Man, I like when that guy yells in this song. Man, I like a fucking yell, dude. You know, I love to yell, man. You ever fucking yell? Damn, I already got you giggling and jiggling over there, daddy. Woo! Yes. 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 I like this fucking song, dude. It brings me some semblance of joy. I don't understand why. I love a beat. You're rubbing your eyes like you're fucking trying to blind yourself. You all right?
Yeah, it's just my old man rub. My dad will do that. He'll rub his face when things are getting tense. He'll give that old head rub.
You getting tense?
Well, I'm just trying to get in the Riff City, you know.
You shouldn't feel any tenseness, man. This is a stress relieving part of everyone's day, current company included, man.
Well, you know,
you're in Riff City, man. Low pollush, blue skies, got a couple birds whipping around over your head. This thing's beaten out of a car.
You think? I mean, Riff City is still, you know, there's still pollution.
Not in Riff City.
No?
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, we are in a parallel dimension.
Well, let's just say Riff City's about as clean as Chicago.
Oh, God, we better get the fucking broom.
What are you talking about? No, like downtown Chicago. Now we better get the fucking broom, Chicago. Downtown. Well, that's another shirt. We better get the fucking broom.
Better get a broom.
Better get the broom.
And a very special episode of Riff City. The boys learn about pollution. Oh, man, I was thinking, you remember how when we were kids and then that you'd watch like G.I. Joe or something at the end. They were like, the kids a bunch of pro-war propaganda. We better throw them a fucking nugget of something. Hippie-ish, and they'd be like, "Hey, when you cut up the six-pack holder so a dolphin doesn't die."
Yeah,
but war's fine. These guys go to war every week. Nobody ever dies.
Yeah, we just shot a bunch of people on this episode with guns. But you kids, make sure to turn off your computer so the energy bill in your house is lower.
It's always so crazy when they're like, "Look at these other countries and all the propaganda they make them run." And then they're like, America's like, "Hey, we showed the kids a war cartoon called G.I. Joe." Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I loved G.I. Joe, dude.
I mean, G.I. Joe ripped.
Yeah. And there was always a dude at the end that was like a fucking big, hulking, like scary dude with a scar on his head. Like, make sure to never touch a moth or they won't be able to fly. You know, it's like, what the fuck?
But yeah, remember, so like, the sea animals, the fucking six pack thing was fucking tossing them for a loop. But this fucking mass stuff must be like 9/11 for the ocean right now.
Oh, yeah. You know, all the COVID masks that are just, I mean, in my neighborhood, it used to be empty chip bags that would float down the street. Now it's just 40 masks in the wind, you know?
And that's what's up in the ocean, just fucking dolphins and fucking turtles and down there wrestling these fucking masks, these fucking beautiful sea creatures. And we can't even fucking get our shit together, coughing and dying, and we're fucking.
Yeah, they're floating around like there's turtles out there with a full mask shell.
Full mask shell, just fucking lost. Fucking trying to find Nemo. Bitch, it's hard to find Nemo when you're a mask covering your fish face.
Yeah, stupid ass fish.
Just fucking. Well, the one upside is the ocean isn't getting COVID.
That's true. Uh-oh, hit him. Riff! buffs.
That was a pretty good
open. Damn, bro. That was a good open. We are good at opening. We're a little weird in the middle, and then we pull it right back around at the end.
Yeah, because that last episode, I was like, should we just turn off our computer in the middle? In the middle, I was like, I'll just turn it off, and then I'll text Rand that I think there was a problem with the computer.
Yeah, I know that move. Oh, I don't know. I fucked up editing it.
There was...
You know what, dude? You just got to get fired up about some shit, you know?
Then I hit that Kim Burns haircut jam.
Woo! Got his punk ass, dude.
Got him.
And you ripped his punk ass, dude.
In the streets.
Yeah, I like when you said that Rift City is modeled after Chi-Town. I like that.
Yeah.
Because when I was in Chicago, I'll tell you what, I was shocked at how clean it is.
Yeah, I like
shocked.
You know, it's a lot of big cities. Some of them are clean, some of them are dirty, you know, but Rift City is, you know, I like a
right
little
in the middle.
It's right in the middle, a little rough around the edges, but you know, that's where you get the drugs.
Yeah, yeah, that's where you got to get your drugs. Dude, I'll tell you what, would you ever move? Where would you move? Hit me with something nice.
I mean, you know, I was down, you know, in Florida, we talked about this. I mean, sometimes you get down there and you're like, I could live this beach thing. You know, I could live this just ride. Because I rode a bicycle everywhere. And I was like, dude.
Oh, yeah. Now you get it.
And, you know, everybody's riding a bike there. You know, if you own a fucking bike selling store down there, it's like you own a Mercedes dealership, bro.
Yeah, you're a fucking millionaire.
Dude,
yeah.
You're the fucking bike king. You know the bike lingo. They were saying they said if you got one of those trikes where you got the three wheel bike and a big basket in the back, that's what they call
it. You're the king.
You're a truck. That's a truck down there. You help gotta help people move.
Damn. That rule. You know what, dude? Can I tell you a fact about me?
You love bicycles.
I've never been to Florida.
You've never been to Florida and you're like a quasi, I mean, you're a good guy, but you're somebody's like, yo, Rand, he's kind of a dirt ball. I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure. I got dirt things about me. I always have. Yeah. I'm just a Midwest dirt, though. I'm not like a beach dirt.
Yeah, but Midwest dirt, the mecca for Midwest dirt bags is Florida.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. And like East Coast dirt bags. They all migrate.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's different parts of Florida. I mean, like, there's parts of Florida where, like, Midwest people retire. They retire around Tampa Bay and stuff. Like, you know, like, in Tampa Bay, there's some Skyline Chili's.
Yeah.
Because all the old from the old people from since I moved down there, they threw a couple Skylines. There's, like, four or five down there.
Dude, I'm getting Skyline tonight, dude. Fuck it.
If you don't know, a Skyline Chili is a Cincinnati-style chili. I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah, we have talked about this before. But I can't believe there's ones in Florida. Damn, that rules.
It's because, like, the Cincinnati people, they go on the Gulf side in, like, Tampa, St. Pete. That's where Cincinnati people go to, like, retire up in Florida. Every part of Florida on the, like, eastern half of America has, like, the panhandle is, like, that's where, like, Alabama and, like, Georgia people and the Mississippi people go. And then
right, okay.
Miami is, like, the New Yorkers and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Orlando is, like, the catch-all because of Disney World and Universal. That's where everybody goes. Nobody actually lives in Orlando. I don't know if you know that.
I don't know that. My first trip to Florida was supposed to be in 2 days.
It was? What happened?
Yeah, well, the money wasn't right, and I'm getting the vaccine. Oh, yeah. Like they couldn't schedule another day, so I was like, well, it's either I get vaxxed or I go to Florida fucking vaxless, dude. I was like, yike! Nah. Yeah. And for the money, yike, double yike. So I didn't go.
Yeah, that's like raw dogging in a whorehouse, you know what I
mean? Yeah, brother.
It's like going to the bunny. The Bunny Ranch, I feel like they do a pretty – this is like you're a busted whorehouse, and you're like, I'm going to go in there, sans
bear
rub.
Mackin.
Sans rub.
Sans rub.
And toss it up in everybody and see what shakes loose.
Something's going to shake loose, and it's going to be on you. Yeah.
You're going to have some discharge from your ween.
Yeah, I was a little sketched, man, and I didn't want to get that fucking, you know, I didn't want to risk it for the biscuit. So I was just like, you know what? I'm going to chill. I'm going to just get the vax. Hit me up later on at a later date.
You don't want to get that
maybe
late.
Maybe I'll come down.
Late game, late in the, you got it.
Late in the Pando Cove. I know what you're saying. You don't want to, we're seeing the finish line. I don't want to fucking trip right now.
Oh, what happened to Rand? He died right at the end.
Yeah. Actually, that would rule, kind of. I saw the whole thing out.
Yeah, it'd be like the last guy died in Vietnam or something, you know?
Yeah, right when the letter's coming through.
Yeah. Everybody's packing the gear up. You're getting out of there. Yeah. You're going to go see your sweetheart.
Stray bullet.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, Vietnam song starts playing. Ban-on-up, boot-up, you know? Some sort of Jimi Hendrix or fucking. Yeah.
Chopper's coming over.
Oh man, we need to get a chopper noise up on this bitch.
Yeah. Oh, for our news segments, we got to get an aerial view of Rift City.
Oh man. Hold on.
Oh no, the watchtower. Yeah.
Man, this episode is like 1,000 times better than the last one.
Fuck it, man. You got to have some misses, dude. we gotta have an episode where people, like, you know, all jets have to cool down before they take off again.
Best helicopter sounds.
Now we're talking, dude.
Oh man, this is gonna rip.
Yeah, all right. Oh yeah, cough it out. He's been vaxxed.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Being in Florida, who knows? If there's a breakthrough, I really put the vaccine to the fucking test.
Dude, which vax did you get?
I got that Johnson & Johnson, that one on the recall.
Whoa, one and done.
They just recalled it recently.
Did they?
Yeah. They said like 6 people and like 7 million got like a fucking blood clot. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, but you didn't.
No. But, you know, like that'll be more people's excuse not to get it. Like,
oh, yeah, for sure.
They'll be like, science can't get it right. Science can't get it wrong once. But QAnon.
What up?
QAnon getting it wrong all the time. Hello, you there?
What the fuck happened? I can't see you. Something just popped up on my computer. Hold on. Can you hear me?
We're still recording. Nothing has changed at all. Don't freak out.
I'm freaking.
Can you see me?
Man, that was weird. No. Adobe Flash Player just came up and told me I was being a baby or something. I don't know what happened.
No, I think Adobe Flash Player has been discontinued and you're supposed to delete it from your computer or something. I've had that pop up a lot recently too.
Oh, okay. Well, where the hell are you?
I don't know where.
It says you're up in a different tab.
I'm in a different tab?
Yeah, but all my tabs are closed. What the fuck is happening? Well, man, you know what, dude?
Don't freak out. We're still recording. The episode is ripping. So hang in there.
Yeah.
We're going to have to fly this thing blind.
Here we are.
We're in the jungle. We're fucking, me and you, we're just using the instruments to try to land the rest of the riff.
That's right. What's it say on the rest of your helmet there? What's it say on your helmet?
It says Riff City Squad.
Yeah, all right, that's good. My helmet says Riff Boy.
Riff Boy.
Yeah.
We're flying to Skull Island right now. We're gonna fight that monkey.
Yeah, we are. We're gonna fuck Kong up, dude.
We're gonna fuck him up.
We're gonna fuck up Kong. We are psyched up. We're badass. Found ya! Woo! I'm back! Not only am I there, I'm in the chopper, and I'm hungry for monkey meat, dude. I can't wait! I'm gonna eat ape tonight, daddy! What's your gun look like?
Man, but there ain't no guns in Rift City.
Well, in this chopper, we ain't fighting King Kong or bare knuckles.
No, I got a laser.
I'm from Cincinnati. I know what happens when a fucking gorilla gets out of control. Dude, I got Harambe dreams.
Harambe dreams.
Yeah, I dream of Harambe, dude. Rest in peace. I'll tell you what, my gun, you got a laser gun. That's cool. I got one of them guns that's got a chainsaw blade on the end, you know? I got a real... my gun shoots confetti. Dude, I got one of them guns that's got a little daisy in the barrel. You know what I mean?
Ooh, daisy barrel.
Yeah. Man, this jungle is thick. Damn.
I mean, I feel like we could just play the helicopter noise for the whole episode.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. This jungle is thick. I mean, the jungle, the trees, the foliage in this jungle outside of Rift City is on Cardi B. It is thick, daddy. And we're flying over at 3,000 feet. We're just skimming the tops, you know, laughing. Talking about guns. Our Rift City Army uniforms are really, they're like pastel colored, you know? They're not really that daunting. It's not camo. You can't run camo. Looking for that big, nasty Kong.
Yeah, that Kong is nasty.
Gonna give him a what for? Did you watch Godzilla and King Kong?
Oh, yeah, dude. I watch that shit all day long.
A repeat?
Just keep it on a loop.
Dude, I'm about to watch it tonight.
You haven't seen it?
All along the watchtower. No, I was in Georgetown, Kentucky last weekend when it came out, and I when I got home, I was tired because every single one of my shows was a goddamn knife fight, and then I was just too gassed, and then I didn't watch it last night for some odd reason, but I'll watch that. I'll watch that fucker tonight, brother.
So the people were, the audiences were tough down there.
Oh yeah, it was a knife fight. But you know, sometimes I like a rough show because it makes you. I read that Hustle article. Have you read that article?
I haven't Hustle. Seen. I haven't read the article yet, but I've seen it shared. Now,
people are real divisive about it.
To our listeners out there, there was an article written about stand-up comedy and the hustle.
Watch out. Yeah, and how it's toxic to hustle.
Well, I mean, I haven't read the article, so I can't really comment on it. But I have. I think based on my own thing, I think a lot of comedians don't have balance in their life.
Yeah. And well, see, that's the part of that article that's really good. It's like that is the good part of that article is like, yes, man, people should not just comics, creatives should take care of themselves with their like mental health and take time for yourself and all that shit.
Well, you got to have a life or what are you writing about? What are you being creative right. about?
Yeah. Exactly. And but the one thing I didn't like is she kind of delve into like all bad shows don't make you a better comic. And I'm like, well, that's not really true. Yeah. I found that if you overcome the bad shows, you're usually better for it. You know?
I mean, yeah, yeah. But at some point those shows become detrimental. I mean, you don't want to do them after a certain point. You're not going to learn any new tricks. I mean, you're still always learning.
Yeah.
But at some point, those shows, if you're like such a good comedian like me, if you're like a really, if you're on the next level, if you're operating, trying to expand the art form, Those shows frequency. Those shows make me want to never do comedy again and walk away from it and do something else.
It depends on the mood I'm in generally if I want to do those kind of shows. But you're never like, oh, I'm going into this show. I hope it's bad, you know. But but it was just a lot of people talking. And I generally kind of like that sometimes, you know. I kind of like getting into it a little bit and taking some shots, taking a couple chances, you know. Makes me feel good at the end of it. I'm like, yeah, I got you fuckers. You know?
So people weren't appreciative to be out of their house and doing stuff. They were like, going to war.
They were like, we want to go to war with three comedians. And I had to do, you know, I was headlining, so I had to do the hour. And then, you know, it was just a guy. He was so drunk. He would not stop talking. He was a big, giant guy. And I kept complimenting how he's strong and how he looks cool. And then by the end of the show, I threatened to kill him, and it got a big laugh because I said, this whole time I was setting you up to threaten you. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it worked. He liked it. He was laughing and shit. I told him, thanks for being a good sport. I gave him my little merch at the end. I gave him a pin. I was like, thanks for being a good sport, you know, because I really didn't want this guy to hammer me into the ground like a railroad spike, is honest.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah. And he was like, no, dude, you were really funny. You know, it was fine. But then the second show the next night was just a bunch of people that were like being shitty, like openly being shitty. And I was like, whatever. It's the way it's going to go. I'm just not going to do bits. I'm just going to find out all about you guys. I mean, it really fired up when the lady said she wasn't getting vaxxed. And a couple people in the crowd were like, yeah, sister. You know, and I was, you know. Then I don't want those people to be my fans of me, really, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's some wild stuff happening out there. It's some wild stuff.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
It's my shows were bad. I wanted to have fun. They didn't let me. Why wouldn't they let me? Get vaccinated, you fucking racist. Georgetown, Kentucky's not as progressive as I thought it would be.
Did you get it all out?
I like the crying thing. Yeah, I got it all out. Feel good now. Thanks for letting me cry that out.
Hey, sometimes you got to cry it out, you know?
Yeah, I love the new segment, Cry It Out, on Riff City. I can't wait till you got a legit cry, man. I can't wait to hear your cry voice.
Yeah, I'm gonna just head out to Route 4 real quick. I'm going to head out to Terry in the Riff City chopper.
Oh, okay. See what Terry's got to say.
This is Terry here. I'm coming to you from Route 4. We're flying over the Arby's right now, and it appears they're giving out some free coupons to Beef and Cheddar's today, all in thanks to Riff City Chevrolet. Riff City Chevrolet is sponsoring free Beef and Cheddar's.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of pandemonium down here.
Sounds like it.
It's a big scene. If you, unless you want a beef and cheddar, I'm going to recommend avoiding Route 4 today.
Terry, can I ask you a quick question? This ran down here in the Riff City newsroom. Good thing you're in that chopper. It does sound like it's absolute pandemonium down there at Riff City Chevrolet. Tara, are you going to drop down and get you a beef and cheddar? I know you're a big fan.
Well, I do love a beef and cheddar, and Riff City Chevrolet is one of the sponsors of today's podcast. So, so they just loaded me up with beef and cheddar coupons.
Wow. Good for you, Tara.
And so if I can find a place, I might land it in this kid's ball field after the T-ball game wraps.
You're just kind of hovering over the T-ball field there.
Yeah, waiting to see if these kids actually get the ball off the tee and finish this game. It's in the 10th inning. Things are...
Oh, yeah!
Well, I'm gonna sign it off here. We'll throw it back to Dave and Rand there at the Riff City Studios.
Thank you, Terry. Well, that was pretty exciting, huh? Yeah, wow. Yeah, it is exciting. That's where
that was the first appearance of
Terry the Chopper, man.
Terry,
Riff City Chevrolet is where I got my damn Corvette.
Yeah, now Terry actually came over from the Riff Board. It was an old podcast I had. He was on there, and I reached out to him a couple weeks and seen what he'd been up to, and surprisingly, he hadn't been up to anything.
Wow, unbelievable, Terry, dude, what kind of car do you have in Riff City?
Boy, in Riff City, I got an electric automobile.
Oh yeah,
I plug it into a wall, and then I unplug it, and then I drive it around town.
Oh, I got a big Corvette that has too many pipes that leak a lot of exhaust. I am blasting through the streets.
Mine drives itself. I get in there. I fucking got the windows tinted, so if I want to give it a car yank, I can give it a car yank.
Oh, that's why the windows are tinted on that thing. Just dude, a full, you know what, man?
Full city stroke.
Would you go drive, car drives itself?
Yeah, dude. I would love to have car drive itself.
Fuck yeah. That's what I want, man. How awesome would that be? You'd sit back there, you read a book. Like meditate, you said, maybe throw a car yank on it. Yeah, space out. Damn, dude, we should have one day, these Gen Zs, one day their kids are going to be like, you know, my grandpa used to have a wheel in his car and he used to have to drive it.
I know. They're going to think we're fucking dinosaurs, bro.
Man, we're living in the age of the dinosaurs.
Jurassic farts, they'll call us.
Yeah, old Jurassic farts. Well, Jurassic Farts, another t-shirt.
Hey, it's that point in the show. It's called Word of Mouth. And I'll be going first today. I have a word of mouth.
There he is.
If you like pulp fiction type books, I like to recommend this writer, Richard Stark. He wrote the book called Payback. It was a Mel Gibson movie. And then there was another movie based on one of his characters called Parker. Had Jason Statham in it, but he wrote like 20 books in this series. The character's name was Parker, but Richard Stark was the writer, and their books are like 200. They're usually 200 pages, and they're always like about a heist of some sort. It's like some elaborate heist, and the guy Parker, he's like this criminal, and he fucks shit up, but the heists are always pretty elaborate. If you like heist books and they move quick, he writes in a style that gets up and goes. So if you're looking for a book like that, you know, there's a little bit of crime element. There's a lot of crew assembly.
Okay.
Getting the crew together, staking out the heist. So Richard Stark, you can get the books on at the local library, or, you know, peel off Bezos a buck or two. Maybe your good local bookstore might have a copy. The books usually don't stay in stock in used bookstores, because if people in the know, they rip. So they, you know, they usually go pretty quick, but
they get fucking yanked up.
Yeah. It's a prize in a used bookstore.
All right. Good rec. I like a book rec from Dave. I love a book rec from Dave. This is what this is me vamping, because I really don't know what I'm recommending yet. Kind of looking around my apartment, seeing the things that I do like and the things that I would recommend to other people that don't know. I can't recommend sitting on the porch or riding a bike. I'll be literally screamed at by Dave on the phone after the podcast is over until he's hoarse. So I want to recommend buying a knife for your bed. Everybody needs a bed knife. I've given them to women that are my friends, lovers of the past. Everybody needs a bed knife. You got to go to a store and get a nice knife. Something you like, something that looks cool, and it's just for your own home protection. I am recommending this week a knife for between your mattress and your frame, especially if you live alone. Now, Dave, I know you got some friends living with you, so there's probably 1,000 knives flying around that house. But I myself am a man who lives by himself, and sometimes I get scared at night. So I'm using bed knife. And I'll tell you what, I got a bed knife right now that'll blow the fucking tits off your ass, brother.
Okay, bed knife.
leave me out to dry. You know when you edit me out of this podcast.
So maybe we need to put a little bit more homework in. I mean, we could pretty much riff on everything else.
Right.
But word of mouth is the one thing we might have to do a little homework on.
Okay, fine. Sitting on the porch. I just picked bed. I feel like a lot of people have never thought about using a knife, like having a knife as protection. You know, I watch a lot of these shows. I watch a lot of these Datelines. I watch a lot of these shows where people are just wake up in the middle of the night and there's somebody in their house. And they're like, oh, I wish I had a fucking knife by my bed. This guy wouldn't have tried to choke me out with my fucking sock or whatever. I recommend you get a little knife for next to your bed in a sheath, very safe, but it's somewhere where you can reach in case somebody breaks in your house and tries to fucking hit you with their own knife, dude. Don't bring a fucking fist to a knife fight. Bring a knife to a knife fight. Talking a lot about knives.
All right.
And that's fuck another this podcast.
That's another Riff City in the books.
Like it, share it, subscribe it. Go to belowthecollar.com/gateway and order the fucking shirt or don't. You know, whatever, dude. Get a knife. Buy me a knife.
That was pretty good.